There's a couple that I thought were hits that, you know, and that, once again, hits doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best thing you've done. It just mm-hmm. means they've, you know, fulfilled what people were looking for at that point. Where I go, like a song of Jonas, like Nothing's Going to Change My Mind. When he played that for us at rehearsal the first time, I said, this is it. That's the one. This is the one that's going to make us stars. And to this day, I can't figure out why it didn't. I mean, it's a very popular song with the fans and stuff, but in terms of, you know, being the song, I thought a song called Falling in Love Again, which was on, I don't know what album it was on, North Coast, I think. Yeah, I thought that was one. I did not think a song like Lover was... I knew it was a good song, and I liked it as a writer, but I didn't think it was one that was necessarily going to, you know,
people love this.
Be a 35-year, you know, member of the set.
You don't have to sing it, even. I mean, you let the
Oh, well, that's the thing. That's the joke now. The joke now is, you know, you walk away from the mic when that happens, and that's when I'll know the career's over, when you walk away from the mic and no one sings it anymore. And then you go, okay, that's it. And I don't even remember, because I'm working on a DVD project of a lot of old video, putting stuff together. And I've been looking back, and I don't know when that started, because a lot of the early stuff we're doing that song, I mean, I'm singing the line, and somewhere along the line that started, and I have no idea when it was or how it got, you know, and why that line. I mean, it's a good line, you know, but at the same time, I mean, they really latched onto that line. And when
you have
20,000 people singing that back at you, it's pretty impressive.